So more and more, I am getting people coming to me asking me about membership sites, about recurring income. I talk about it a decent amount here. It's a nice chunk of income that we bring in from it. And almost every single day, I think of another one that could be started. Not to follow trends, but membership sites are viable in so many ways, from the people that are creating it to the people that join it. I'm a part of a number of membership sites, from low price to relatively high priced ones. Some I use frequently, some I barely use, but I get value from everyone that I'm in. And when you realize the impact that you could have with it and how niched down you could be to specific topics, you realize how viable it could be for other people if you can create it right and for the right people. Now, whenever you talk about membership sites to people in this world, you usually hear about how big they want to make the membership. The bigger it is, the more money they're going to make, and so it goes. But I don't like doing what everybody else is always doing. Because being experienced being a member of membership sites, before I started my own, I had to think long and hard about the experience that I get within these sites. And I was a little surprised by what I found after I did this research. And what I found is I didn't enjoy the experience usually inside of big memberships, meaning a big amount of people in it. And I've been in some from the inception when they were just starting out, and I loved the vibe at that point, when it was just beginning, the effort that the owners put into it, the intimacy of the group, and the connection that came from within it. You felt like a little family. But then at some point, almost every one of them decided we need to go bigger, because bigger means better, right? And every single time it went bigger, I became less interested and I became less connected. I now felt like the importance of the group to the usually was growth, but my value in being a member didn't come from it getting bigger. That was only better for them. Them getting bigger without understanding the infrastructure around it only served to make the experience more watered down. I found the quality of the people in the community lowered because there wasn't as much vetting in terms of who was coming in. So that initial vibe of the right people in this setting slowly went away. And the people that I really jived with, the people that got it from the beginning, that were real members of this, they started leaving. And they all cited the same reasons. It's not the same as it was when we started. So when I started Total Life Freedom in the community and the combined mastermind, I took this to heart. I said, how can we do this? Because all these owners will tell you, well, you need to grow to become profitable. Well, do you really have to? And how profitable do you need this to be? And is it about the profit more, or is it about the people more? And these were all questions I needed to ask myself before I got started. So we keep this community to no more than 100 people. Now I can see it going up slightly, but I can't ever imagine it being more than 150 people if we ever want to do that, because of Dunbar's Law. If you've ever studied Dunbar's Law, it says we really cannot have more than 150 connections and understand who these people really are. So we settled on the idea of 100, and it was something that I hadn't seen before. And there were many reasons for that decision. What I just mentioned, the user experience, was a huge one, probably the top one. But also, we wanted to create this as a lifestyle membership for ourselves as well. We wanted to create the group that we wanted to be a part of, as well as having the user experience for us to be good. I like to get to know the people. We enjoy having not a whole lot of admin work to do. We don't want to be putting out fires all the time or bring on people that have to do that and not really know our community. You can go from starting something that you really love doing to something that becomes a profitable business but you're not connected to anymore. And I was extremely afraid of that, so we intentionally set out to create something different. Can we create a community that's small enough that we can make that impact and connect and have them connect together, them get to really know each other and not feel bombarded by constant new members that don't click with the intention of the group? That's a hard thing to do, but I think that's what we achieved. These people become friends to us, they become friends to one another, and they know that we have their best intentions in mind by vetting the people that come in thoroughly, making sure they're the right fit if we can make sure of it. Sometimes you get fooled, sometimes we have to get rid of some people to protect the integrity of the group, but that's part of the business, the not so fun part of the business, but a part of it. And the different part of it is cost, because for most memberships, if you do a ton of people, you can have them come in at a cheaper price. If you're going to do something smaller, the price has to be higher for yourself and for them. What we learned is the more people pay, the more they value that roadblock for anybody to be able to get in. They want to be around other people that are investing themselves. And I feel the same way. I don't enjoy being a part of free Facebook groups because anybody can get into it and anybody can give you their advice. And they often don't know what they're talking about. So how valuable is it? But when you have people investing and they're doing the things that you want to be doing, it makes the group that much more valuable. So when people ask me, why do you cap it? you can make so much more money this way, I have to be able to answer that money is only a part of this. Sure, anybody would love to make more money, but I can find other areas to make money. We have multiple streams of income coming in, but I don't want to prostitute this thing to where it's about being a cash cow. Some things have to be done intentionally and not for the money, and I truly believe that this is the reason why this vibe of this group is so different. So if you're thinking about a membership, realize there's many different ways you can do it. It does not just have to be bigger. It should not solely be focused on how much money you can make from it. The greatest part of your community is going to be the people that are in it. And if you're not careful about the people that you let in, you're going to deal with some major headaches that might make you question why you even did it to begin with. I'm not saying this is the way, this is one way to do it. And if this intrigues you, if this is something that you see yourself as a fit with, check out what we have at TotalLifeFreedom.com and look it over. If it jives with you, reach out to me. I'd be happy to have a conversation with you, see if it's a fit both ways, because we just do not let anybody come in. We're very careful of that. But if you're listening to this and you've been listening for a while, you might be somebody that would jive with this group. So check out TotalLifeFreedom.com, apply if you're interested. I will put the link in the show notes. And I will be back with you tomorrow.